Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's municipalities owe Eskom a total of 82.3 billion rand in arrears, and no surprise, Eskom is struggling to collect it. You'll be aware that Eskom sells electricity to the municipalities, who then sell it on to consumers and businesses. Both have seen a rapid rise in outstanding debts. According to Bloomberg, the overdue amount owed to the embattled utility has quadrupled over the last 5 years. Eskom's resorted to a range of methods to collect its debts, including a plan to enter into partnerships with municipal customers to actively help them settle their debts. So far, according to Eskom, only five have signed up. Business bank Sasfin has been hit with a serious fine of 210 million rand by the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority. This is for breaching the country's foreign exchange laws. And it's over and above a massive claim for 4.9 billion rand from SARS, also related to forex fraud. As has been reported, Sasfin was caught up in dodgy dealings by staff in its forex department who'd been on the payroll of one Mohammed Khan, who Business Day describes as an alleged accomplice of cigarette magnate Simon Rudland. Rudland's alleged to be the kingpin behind multiple Zimbabwean gold smuggling gangs. Gold smuggled into South Africa, then the proceeds allegedly laundered through a company owned by Khan before being transferred to offshore bank accounts. SARS says it wants the tax due on the profits from all of this. Sasfin says it can't be liable for a customer failing to pay what was due. The Prudential Authority is saying either way, the bank should have known and had better controls. No prizes for guessing that all of this is heading to court. Turning to the markets, where a measure of calm has been restored after the big sell-off of the last few days, especially in Japan. The JSE All-Share Index closed last evening down 0.2%, the top 40 slightly less. London's FTSE ended just above flat. Wall Street saw decent gains, the Dow up 0.75%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up just over 1%. Tokyo this morning up 2.3%, Hong Kong up 1.2%, Sydney up 0.5%. The US dollar has firmed back to 109 against the euro, the rand also a tad better, 18.42 to the dollar, 20.11 to the euro, 23.42 to sterling. Gold at 2,385, platinum 918, Bitcoin just over 56,850, Brent crude oil just on $76.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.